Chapter 7. Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. For he built the house of the forest of Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, on four rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams on the pillars. It was covered with cedar above the 45 beams that were on the pillars, 15 in a row. There were beams in three rows, and window was facing window in three ranks. All the doors and posts were made square with beams, and window was facing window in three ranks. He made the hall of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width 30 cubits, with a porch before them, and pillars and a threshold before them. He made the porch of the throne where he was to judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from floor to floor. His house where he was to dwell, the other court within the porch, was of the same construction. He made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had taken as wife, like this porch. All these were of costly stones, even of stone cut according to measure, sawed with saws inside and outside, even from the foundation to the coping, and so on the outside to the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits and stones of 8 cubits. Above were costly stones, even cut stone, according to measure, and cedar wood. The great court around had three courses of cut stone with a course of cedar beams, like the inner court of Yahweh's house and the porch of the house. King Solomon sent and brought Hiram out of Tyre. He was the son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in bronze, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill to work all works in bronze. He came to King Solomon and performed all his work. For he fashioned the two pillars of bronze, 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits encircled either of them. He made two capitals of molten bronze to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of one capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were nets of checkerwork and wreaths of chainwork for the capitals which were on the top of the pillars, 7 for one capital and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars, and there were two rows of pomegranates around the one network to cover the capitals that were on top of the pillars, and he did so for the other capital. The capitals that were on the top of the pillars in the porch were of lily work, 4 cubits. There were capitals above also on the two pillars, close by the belly, which was beside the network. There were 200 pomegranates in rows around the other capital. He set up the pillars at the porch of the temple. He set up the right pillar and called its name Jashin, and he set up the left pillar and called its name Boaz. On the tops of the pillars was lily work, so the work of the pillars was finished. He made the molten sea 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in shape. Its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits encircled it. Under its brim, around there were buds, which encircled it for 10 cubits, encircling the sea. The buds were in two rows, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set on them above, and all their hindquarters were inward. It was a hand width thick. Its brim was worked like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 2,000 baths. He made the 10 bases of bronze. The length of one base was 4 cubits, 4 cubits in width, and 3 cubits its height. The work of the bases was like this. They had panels, and there were panels between the ledges. And on the panels that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And on the ledges there was a pedestal above, and beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths of hanging work. Every base had 4 bronze wheels and axles of bronze, and its 4 feet had supports. The supports were cast beneath the basin with wreaths at the side of each. Its opening within the capital and above was a cubit. Its opening was round, like the work of a pedestal, a cubit and a half. And also on its opening were engravings, and their panels were square, not round. The four wheels were underneath the panels, and the axles of the wheels were in the base. The height of a wheel was a cubit and half a cubit. The work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel. Their axles, their rims, their spokes, and their hubs were all of cast metal. There were four supports at the four corners of each base. Its supports were of the base itself. In the top of the base, there was a round band half a cubit high, and on the top of the base, its supports and its panels were the same. On the plates of its supports and on its panels, he engraved cherubim, lions, and palm trees, each in its base with wreaths all around. He made the 10 bases in this way. All of them had one casting, one measure, and one form. He made 10 basins of bronze. One basin contained 40 baths. Every basin measured 4 cubits. One basin was on every one of the 10 bases. He set the bases, 5 on the right side of the house and 5 on the left side of the house. He set the sea on the right side of the house eastward and toward the south. Hiram made the pots, the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram finished doing all the work that he worked for King Solomon in Yahweh's house. The 2 pillars, the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on top of the pillars, the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on top of the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars, the 10 basins on the bases, the 1 sea, the 12 oxen under the sea, the pots, the shovels, and the basins. All of these vessels, which Hiram made for King Solomon in Yahweh's house, were of burnished bronze. The king cast them in the plain of the Jordan, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because there were so many of them. The weight of the bronze could not be determined. Solomon made all the vessels that were in Yahweh's house, the golden altar and the table that the showbread was on of gold, and the lampstands, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, in front of the inner sanctuary of pure gold, and the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of gold, the cups, the snuffers, the basins, the spoons, and the firepans of pure gold, and the hinges, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house of the temple of gold. Thus, all the work that King Solomon did in Yahweh's house was finished. Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, the silver, the gold, and the vessels, and put them in the treasuries of Yahweh's house.